broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. How are you? It is always good to hear your voice, even though I am so far away in Wisconsin. I know you've been in Wisconsin before, and you love the lovely sandy world that we have here, perfect for golf courses. We are live from Century World in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, a golf-loving state with brilliant works of art, golf course architecture, including the Century World Golf Course, home of the 2023 U.S. Senior Open. This is the Golf Club. Welcome into the clubhouse. There's so much going on in the world. Mark Rolfing will be joining us later in the show, talk about the Tour Championship. There's a U.S. Senior Women's Open being played this week, CP Women's Open on the LPGA Tour in Canada. All of that is going on, so welcome into the clubhouse. In addition to Mark Rolfing, Chef Cody Heidman is going to be with us, PGA Danny Rainbow. He's the director of golf at Century World, home of the 2023 U.S. Senior Open. Stephanie Smith, vice president, chief marketing and branding officer, Century Insurance. And Pete McPartland is joining us, CEO, president, and president of the board of directors, Century Insurance. And we're going to tell you about a major decision that really rocked us. I mean, it's 7 o'clock in Hawaii. It's noon in Wisconsin. It's a fabulous day in Hawaii. We'll be back after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7. Licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Hey, let's get straight to Pete McPartland, the CEO of Century, and welcome into the clubhouse, Pete.
Good morning, Danielle, and welcome to Central Wisconsin, by the way. Thanks for coming to see us.
If I haven't said it 1,000 times, I'll say it again. I love Stevens Point. I love the community here. I love Wisconsin. From what I see, it's like... my grandson, Alakai, is not someone who just takes to new things easily. And he said, Grandma, I really like this place. I could live here. And
Thank
that's
you.
Exactly how it feels. It's
Thank
it's
you.
It's like a super home. And you made us feel so comfortable. I know Connected Communities is a huge initiative that was your baby, and we're going to talk at length about that. But when we were all sitting, and Century brought together over 60 people from Maui, and their people who work in the same fields from Stevens Point, all coming together and talking. And then as we're sitting around a table, and Pete gets up and he says, "Yeah, we've made a decision," and it just blew our minds, Pete. We were like, the decision to continue the sponsorship of the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, it will be the Century Tournament of Champions until 2035.
Correct.
I mean, I don't think that's ever happened before, that sponsors have made a commitment for another, well, except 13 years.
Yeah. I think so. We were not counting at the time, Danielle, when we did that, but... It just happened naturally. Now, if you remember, our first year of sponsoring the tournament was in 2018. And then maybe 3 years into it, I think, we decided to extend it 5 years into 2030 for a lot of the reasons that frankly led to the second extension. But we felt very much at one with Maui and really in love, had a love affair starting to begin with the island of Maui, which kind of came to fruition, by the way, this week, which I know we'll talk about. But as importantly, the announcement that Commissioner Jay Monahan made of the PGA Tour, perhaps 3 weeks ago, I can't remember, where he announced a kind of new revamped PGA Tour lineup. In response to LIV, but also things that they've been thinking about for quite some time. But we were very excited about that. And, of course, our tournament, the Century Tournament Champions, is, I would say, the major beneficiary of the PGA Tour's new lineup. The golf season will now go from January until August sometime, with the culmination at the FedEx Championship.
Yeah.
That means that the Century Tournament Champions in early January will be the first golf tournament of the PGA golf season. That in and of itself, if you think about the magnitude of opening day in baseball, the first week of the college football season, the first week of the NFL season,
yeah,
and imagine a even ramped up golf season beginning in Kapalua, and we could easily get goosebumps thinking about the excitement of that. The purse, as you know, Danielle, was expanded from $8.2 million to $15 million. So it's a big purse event with a limited field.
Yes.
Now, we didn't know at the time of the announcement, but we knew that something was going to be done that would, in fact, enhance the quality of the field itself. And that was, of course, announced, I think, this past week, in which the top 30 FedEx point winners, in addition to those that won a tournament itself, will be the ones invited to Maui. So what that means is that not only will tournament winners be able to go, but also very relevant, great players over the last year or two who might not have happened to win a tournament will likely also be coming to Maui. So the field is strengthened. The purse is strengthened. The tournament champions is the beginning tournament of the golf season. And it had fit in so well, frankly, with our branding message that Stephanie created in 2016, with our desire to bring our most cherished business partners and kind of customers to spend a week with us, which we do in Maui. That fit in well. And we knew that wasn't going to change over the next 12, 13 years. So it just became a natural thing for us to say, well, you know, my goodness, let's extend this as long as the eye can reasonably see and make sure we're locked in. And as much as anything, Danielle, and I know I'm being a little long-winded with this answer, is going back to what you mentioned in the beginning, the island of Maui, where this tournament is extremely important to them. We wanted to be able to send a message to the people in Maui that we're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. This tournament is going to be here for a long, long time. And I think that's what I even said when we announced this extension with a lot of Maui people in the room.
Yes.
Get used to one another because nobody's going anywhere for a while.
Yes, and that's the connected communities concept that we'll get into with Stephanie and you, Pete, together. And Stephanie, were you surprised? You probably weren't. You probably knew. You were sitting on this news, weren't you?
I was sitting on
the news. Yeah. Oh, just a second.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you.
I was sitting on the news.
Sitting on the
I was sitting on the news. So this is a conversation we began with the tour shortly after the announcement was made about the elevated events. As Pete said, this, we feel when we became title sponsor of the Century Tournament of Champions that we found a diamond in the rough. And this is the right tournament for us. The last 5 years have only proven that. And we wanted to remain involved in the tournament, connected to the island of Maui. Being a PGA Tour title sponsor has been fantastic for us from a business standpoint, from a branding standpoint, and actually from a personal relationship standpoint, too. We've really gotten to know and love the island of Maui, those who live there, and we consider Maui our second home.
Yeah, isn't that... Now, did you come up with the two chairs idea? Was that you?
The two chairs.
That was Stephanie's idea.
That was Stephanie's idea.
That came about right after our rebrand in 2016. We wanted a way to really capture what we meant by relationship and conversation, to grab people's attention. And, you know, when you want to have a conversation with somebody, when you want to get to know them, you sit down and talk. And that's what those two chairs represent.
Right, right. And that's a business. That's your business philosophy.
That kind of captures everything that we stand for.
Yeah. Getting to know each other,
right.
Finding out
spending
what you
time
need.
With one another.
Spending time with one another. Yes, finding out what you need. How can we fulfill that need? It's wonderful. Now, we have to talk about the Century World Golf Course and Century World being the 2023 home of the U.S. Senior Open this coming June. That is spectacular. And in addition to that, the creation of the Century World Golf Course by Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Some of the stories behind this golf course are truly wonderful. We're going to take a quick break, take care of the people who make this show possible, and we'll be back with more with Pete McPartland and Stephanie Smith, Century Insurance, the Our Forever Friends, who will be sponsoring the Century Tournament of Champions until 2035. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun.
Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
All right, so you'd like to play a little golf. That's what you'd like to do today. Volcano Golf Club, it's 58 degrees, or it was about an hour ago, up in Volcano. There's an 848 if you want it to be warmer. There's a 936 or a 1012. Makalei, also up country, maybe a little chilly, 836, 11 o'clock is available. Poipu Bay, Southside Men's Club, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 830, 11 o'clock, a 110. And let's see now, Turtle Bay, you need to go play the Turtle Bay Golf Course. It's a really cool course. There's an 848, a 946, and a 1050. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 920. Bayview has an 1108. And Makaha East has a 928 and a 1010. There's also an 840 if you're close by. You need to get out there because Makaha East is sold out a lot. And the Jack Black group is going out. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. All right, we're sitting here around the table with Pete McPartland, CEO of Century Insurance, Stephanie Smith, Vice President, Century Insurance. She's also the Chief Marketing and Branding Officer. of Century Insurance, and we're gonna go back into time when Century first came to Stevens Point.
No, we've been in Stevens Point since, I want to say, 1904, but
wow.
We had built the headquarters that we're now in. That opened in 79 and was a larger-than-life kind of spaceship-looking facility that was people came from many states around to see. It was incredible.
Wow.
And it was followed up by the golf course immediately thereafter in the early 80s.
Okay. So that was, they chose Robert Trent Jones Jr.
Right.
To make this golf course. And I think it was brilliant. Was it Bruce Carlton who was from the neighborhood here?
No, I don't know. Bruce was from California.
Okay.
I think he may have been a partner of Bob's at the time. I think they probably were.
Okay. Jay Blasey?
Jay Blasey is a young designer from Madison, Wisconsin, who came along, and when we redesigned the course in 2015, he was instrumental in helping Bob with the redesign of Century World.
Okay. But in the very beginning,
right.
The first course that Robert Trent Jones built, the fellow who was in your spot?
Right, a fellow by the name of John Jonas.
John Jonas?
John Jonas was the he was a larger-than-life character, and I say that in a, he's beloved, very eccentric fellow, wanted to do everything the best and then some. Cost didn't particularly matter to him. So he wanted a golf course. He wanted a golf course, and he hired Robert Trent Jones Jr., who would have been in his probably early 30s, at the time, to design this golf course for him. So Bob worked strenuously, had it just all done pretty much, and on his final walkthrough with John Jonas, the eccentric CEO, final walkthrough at the time, Danielle, they eventually got to hole number 16, which is now known as the flower hole, by the way, a par 3, and they were standing on the tee box over looking at this pretty boring, nondescript, I'll say, 180-yard par 3, maybe as a from the far tees. And Jonas said to the architect, Robert Trent Jones Jr., he said, "This is a pretty boring hole, Bobby." Now, Bobby was kind of crestfallen. He's told me the story himself. And he had to think quickly on his feet. Now, he just happened to have gotten returned stateside from, I think, the Tulip Festival in either Holland or Paris at the time. So he immediately blurted out, without thinking, he just gestured, "Flowers." "Flowers." And the eccentric CEO, John Jonas, said, "That's it." So Bob said what they did in a kind of a state of panic was they just went back and just scribbled flowers all over that hole.
The design,
and basically made it a tee, a green, and flowers all over the place. It was to dress up a boring hole.
A boring hole.
And to this day now, it's the signature hole of the golf course.
And it's the signature hole of the golf. Is it true, 30,000 flowers?
Yes.
30,000 flowers.
Planted as bulbs by high school kids, if I'm not mistaken.
That's really something. People wonder, how in the world, why would you put all these flowers? It's not something that you come across on any other golf course that I can think of.
It could not be rationalized any way other than the story that I told.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Bob, you've got a boring hole here.
Yes, exactly right.
And crestfallen, I can see his face because he's so expressive when he speaks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, totally crestfallen. So, but this golf course has a couple of real challenging spots. There is a creek that runs through it.
Right.
Right?
Meanders around, yep.
Meanders through, right? And then there's that... I don't know. I'm going to be asking Danny Rainbow, PGA, about all of this, too. But what is that hole that has a green? Because we started on 10, and it has a green that kind of falls off on all directions. Is that number 11 or something? It's just like...
I think that's number 11.
Yeah.
That's number 11. It's a short, seemingly easy until you get near the green, par 4.
That's scary.
Yeah, yeah. And Danny can... I don't have the game to appreciate all the finer points of that course. Danny, on the other hand, shoots in the low to mid-70s. When you have him on today, he can tell you a lot of the nuances. Century World, in and of itself, is quite a course, and it was the first destination golf course in the state of Wisconsin in 1982.
And look what's followed. It's really, really something. This is Pete McPartland. He is CEO of Century, and we're also talking with Stephanie Smith, Vice President and Chief Branding and Marketing Officer. Now, what brought you to the 2023 home of the U.S. Senior Open this coming June? That's huge.
Well, frankly, Danielle, we did not particularly aspire for a major golf tournament at Century World. What we had wanted to do all along was to, I'll say, self-actualize or maximize the potential and quality of the golf course, as we try to do with all aspects of our campus. So we wanted the golf course to have everything you could put into a golf course, we wanted to put into it. And then we just reasoned that someone will notice it at some point, and it will probably have some level of relevant play taking place. Well, that someone was the USGA, who took a look at it and offered us the opportunity to host the 2019 Junior Girls Championship. And we said at that time, all right, let's make it the best Junior Girls Championship that there ever was. And by best, I mean not only the condition of the golf course, but all of the support that needs to be provided to a tournament like that, which, being a big insurance company and having, you know, over 2,000 people working here in this small town, we knew we could provide all the volunteers and support that this tournament would ever need. So frankly, we delivered quite effectively to create a very, very well-run 2019 Junior Girls. And that got the attention of the USGA.
Yeah.
By then, we'd also, not one reason connecting to the other, also had become a PGA Tour sponsor.
Yes.
And the USGA corporate.
And around that time, a USGA corporate, a little later,
yep, that
led to a USGA corporate partner, one of six. So really, all things that were now associated so strongly with the game of golf never was part of a grand design. It just trying to do the best we could do with one thing after the other led to greater recognition. But it was the USGA that noticed this golf course in terms of its impeccable conditioning and the support that the community and, frankly, the insurance company could provide to a tournament.
Yes.
That led them to say, okay, this girls' championship in 2019 was so successful, why not a U.S. Senior Men's Open?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what led to it.
Absolutely. Now, this is a public course, right?
Yes.
It's a public course.
Yes.
And how frequently do people tee off on this public course?
Well, I don't know the answer to that because, frankly, Danielle, I don't care one way or the other. The goal, the constant of the golf course should be its maintenance and the experience that people have playing the golf course. Mike James, who I know you've had on this show before, who Danny Rainbow is a partner of, and Danny can kind of help you with this a little more than I can. Our message to Danny and Mike is don't overplay this course. Don't try to maximize the number of rounds on the course. And the catchphrase I use is I want the golf course to be underplayed and over-maintained. So we consciously limit the rounds of golf on it because we don't want the course to be beaten up.
That's wonderful.
We also don't particularly worry about how strongly we advertise the golf course or anything like that. We know there are major upscale nationwide golf resorts in this state who we have very friendly relationships with, but we don't view ourselves as competing with them or anything like that. We're on our own path. They're on their own path. We get along well with one another. This golf course, we want to be kind of a discovery for people and for word of mouth to be what largely leads to play. And we have a lot more people, I believe, wanting to play the course than we have tee times readily available for the course.
Mm-hmm.
And we're perfectly fine with that.
You know, when I was on the golf course with you and our foursome was out there, I couldn't see anybody behind and I couldn't mm-hmm. see anybody in front. And I felt like we were little party on our little journey trying to, you know, do the best we could do.
Right. Well, that's frankly by design. I think there's 20-minute intervals in between tee times.
Yes.
20-minute intervals.
Makes it so relaxing.
Really, you're the only one playing on a given hole at a given point in time, and there's no waiting for anything.
It's my course. When I'm on the golf course, it's like it's my golf course, and that just is it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. So here we go. We're getting the 2023 U.S. Senior Open. We have this fabulous golf course. Robert Trent Jones has been told that he's built a very boring hole. And you can come here and feel like you're playing on a private golf course and enjoy yourself tremendously. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Inn at Century World, and we're going to talk about what I mentioned earlier, the connected communities and the connection between Stevens Point and Maui, the whole island, after we take a break, take care of our sponsors. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the best way to tune up your golf game? The Golf Zone Golf Simulator. Every day, anytime. Recreational play with friends or fine-tuning your game. Now available in Hawaii for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or even your home. Over 200 golf courses from St. Andrews to Pebble Beach. Full rounds, irons, short game, putting. The Golf Zone Golf Simulator has been rated Golf Digest Editor's Choice 5 years running. Call Dan Garvin at 808-635-3989 or email Dan at indoorbirdiehawaii@gmail.com. Golf Zone, the world's best-selling simulators.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com. 808-732-8860.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at CyPack is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having CyPack watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at CyPack.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
On our way from the airport. Now, we're in Wisconsin, in case you're just joining us. This is Stevens Point. When Pete McPartland and Stephanie Smith would talk about Stevens Point, I couldn't visualize. I didn't have a picture of Stevens Point. And just as an aside, there's a beautiful river that runs right along Stevens Point, maybe even through it as the community has built. And Stevens Point is named after a guy named Stephen who stored his stuff at the point. It makes a point. Now, he never lived there. He just stored his stuff there because he was building something further in, and it was like a stop spot. I learned all this in this fabulous tour we took of Stevens Point. So as I'm driving from the airport on my way to Century World, my destination, and I was in a lovely car, and the gentleman was talking a little bit, and we're coming around, and we see this gigantic, enormous building in the midst of what it looks like parkland, very comfortable, very rustic. It's like, wow, that's a huge building. Is that where we're going? Nope. We went around, and then we parked in front of what is the inn at Century World. It's a really wonderful, wonderful hotel. Was that built under your supervision, Pete?
Yes, that was. And now I'm probably someday someone's going to talk about me as the eccentric CEO that I described John Jonas as being. But I would say my level of eccentricity, there's a rhyme and reason for it. I'll just make that point, and hopefully I'll demonstrate that for just a second. So Stevens Point is a small community of about maybe 28,000 people. Maybe 6,000 or 7,000 of those are students at the university.
Wow.
And if you drive around Stevens Point, there are not contiguous towns that create a larger populated body of, say,
right,
75 or 100,000 people immediately around here. This is a town of maybe 27,000, 28,000 people surrounded by, you know, farm fields and so on. So, and at the same time, the people that live here, their grandparents still live here, their parents still live here, their cousins, their brothers and sisters still live here. This is a community of people that live their lives here with tremendous pride in the community. So, and being the largest employer in the area, and also a nationwide insurance company, and I think we'll call it the Fortune 650th largest company in the country, we do business on a national basis, but we do it largely out of this small town. We have small offices around the country, but this is the headquarters. This is
right,
where the decisions are made. So it's important to us that people will come to Stevens Point to live here, that they'll want to raise their families here, that we'll tap into the best talent, people that come out of the school systems, who don't want to leave the area. So the quality of life in the area, Danielle, is extremely important to us. And to the extent that we have the resources to contribute to that quality of life, we try to do that. So that's led to our having two restaurants. It's led to, you know, the golf course being so well maintained and wanting people to play it and local people to play it. And it ultimately led to the question of do we need a better hotel in this area?
Oh.
In particular for the people that come to visit Century Insurance and the families of the people in the area who come to visit them. And we concluded that, yes, there should be a better hotel than what we have in Stevens Point, just as there should be better restaurants, which we created two of those.
Yeah.
So within the whole vein of community pride and enhancing the quality of life in the area, we decided to build what turned out to be, I think, a very nice hotel, 63-room hotel, on the premises right next to this golf course called, aptly, I think, the Inn at Century World.
It is. And it's wonderful. When you walk in, guys, this is a very, I'm going to share on my Facebook pages. It's spacious when you walk into your room. Wood is the central theme of this hotel, and it is surrounded. When I walked out on my lanai, as we call it in Hawaii, the balcony. So we go out on the balcony, and I look at the trees are growing up, and the sun comes up with and then the mist that's there, and then it kind of dries up, and the blue sky comes out. It's a real the building makes me feel like I'm wrapped in Mother Nature. It's like I'm walking in tune with nature, and that is one of the connecting things between here and Hawaii. And sometimes I see, people are forgetting because we have so many visitors coming into the islands. But our whole premise is the aina is so important to our lives, our life, the quality of our life. And the aina is, in addition to the land, it is that which grows on the land. It is the water that feeds the land. It is everything around it, right? So I just sense that it is as important to you folks here in Wisconsin, here in Century, in Stevens Point, as it is to us. And I guess that's why connected communities kind of make so much sense to me. when everybody came from Maui and was here getting to know Stevens Point. You Stephanie, you made the point about connected communities and bringing the people here. When you went there, everyone heard about Stevens Point, but they didn't know anything about Stevens Point. What was their reaction?
Oh, I think that people really enjoyed it. They began to see what we have in terms of similarities versus the differences. I mean, when you think of central Wisconsin and Hawaii, I don't think people would immediately jump to, oh, those two places have a lot in common.
Right.
Especially, the first year that we were the title sponsor of the Century Tournament of Champions, the Golf Channel took great pleasure in side-by-side pictures. You know, it was 80 degrees on Maui. It may have been minus 20 in Stevens Point. You know, our golf course is covered in snow. So, yeah, similarities is not what comes to mind. But what we've come to learn over the last 5 or 6 years is there's more to the weather. I mean, there's more than the weather that these two communities do share a lot. We share a lot in terms of culture, in values. We are two rural communities, agriculture-based. We care a lot about conservation. Both communities. We care a great deal about families. Education's important to us both. There are colleges in both places. Here in Stevens Point, we have the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Of course, Maui has the University of Hawaii-Maui College. And the more we got to know people, we just realized that, boy, we've got an awful lot in common. And we could share an awful lot by getting to know one another.
And you also have an indigenous population that was here long before we came.
Absolutely.
And same as what we have on Maui, in Hawaii in general. Mm-hmm. And the tree planting ceremony was so inspiring. And you'll have to take over on who chanted first. please.
Sure. Well, you're right. We do have a Native American population here. It's certainly shaped our state and our culture. And as part of Connected Communities to commemorate this coming together, this formal coming together of these two groups, a tree was planted at the Portage County Courthouse here in Stevens Point. The point being that like Connected Communities, this tree will sink deep roots. The branches will grow tall. It will give shelter to many. And I think that was captured by both Karen Ann Hoffman, who is a nationally known Native American bead artist, and Chancellor Louis Hoka'ana from the University of Hawaii Maui College.
Yes, it was great. And then Mayor Mike Wiesa,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had this inspired thought of to take a clipping from the tree. What kind is a river?
River birch.
A river birch. I love these birch trees. Mm-hmm. They're whitish bark. Is it just
white bark? And it and the bark peels.
Peels.
We call it paper. Yep, and yeah, the bark peels.
Yeah, and to take a sliver, there's a way of doing that, and then transplanting that piece to a place on Maui where it could thrive. I said, you know, that was, and he says, I don't know if we can do that, but I really enjoy your mayor. He's a great guy.
Well, there's another similarity. you know, both Stevens Point and Maui County have mayors whose first names are Mike.
Yes.
And they are larger than life personalities.
And very good friends.
Yes. Yes, and very good friends now. Yeah, and that was really apparent in everybody being here. And when I say everybody, I think we should maybe mention some of the different organizations within the government and outside the government that we had from of course, the mayor's office was represented. Tyson Miyake was here from the mayor's office. The University of Hawaii Foundation was represented, and we had folks from the different bureaus, development, economic development organizations. Who am I leaving out? It just seems
United Ways.
United Way.
Yep. United Ways. Nick Winfrey from Maui United Way and Sue Wilcox from the United Way of Portage County have been working together, sharing ideas for years. So, you know, our mayors found that even though we're, 5,000 miles away, some of the same problems, looking at housing and economic development and diversifying the economy, and the representatives from the mayor's office spent time with our local officials exploring some of those issues. The universities, the chancellors met, and in fact, several weeks ago, we had three faculty members here from University of Hawaii, Maui County, because they're looking at faculty exchanges and student exchanges and shared programs shared programming around sustainability.
Sustainability, wonderful.
So, and you know, there's another thing to celebrate here. You know, Wisconsin's known for its beer, and we have a very good brewery here in Stevens Point, Point Brewery. And they've connected with Kahola Brewing on Maui, and we are looking forward to a celebratory collaboration beer that might be ready for the 2023 Century Tournament of Champions. So many similarities.
And so very, very important.
Absolutely, yes.
And I have a picture of myself. It's Point Beer.
Point Beer.
And there's the tall guy. Who's the tall guy?
With the cone head.
With the cone head?
Yeah. Yes. Point.
Yes.
It's the point.
Yes. That was the point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that where the point represents?
Yes.
Point?
Yes.
Yeah, Point Beer. He's got a pointy head.
Does anybody know who that guy is? He's standing in his jeans and a cute little, you know, he must be like, I don't know, 100 and something years old already. And I'm standing in front of this larger than life painting, and I mean, it's huge. When you see yourself in the picture, next to him. It's just a really wonderful experience. It's a wonderful experience to see how everybody came together. And I wrote something out here. This past week, a delegation from Maui, including a delegation from the mayor's office, the Maui Food Innovation Center, the Maui UH Foundation, the Office of Business Development, all coming together here. We went to, there was also the Visitors Bureau and Convention Bureau. You have yours and we have ours,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We went to the Boys and Girls Club, and we went to the Century Curling Center. We went to Phelps's Dairy Farm, all organic. The Schmeekly? No.
Schmeekly. You got it right. Yeah. Schmeekly Reserve.
It's not spelled anything, you know, it's really...
It's kind of like Hawaiian.
Yes.
You learn how to pronounce Hawaiian. Now you're learning how to pronounce Wisconsin.
Right. I'm learning how to pronounce Wisconsin. So we had all of this fun. The reserve that I'm afraid to say it again that I'll get it wrong. The reserve is how big?
Gosh, I don't know. It's very large. And I another story there. So it is a learning center for the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, who has an exceedingly good conservation program. So it was built about the same time that the headquarters was built, and walking trails. Nature areas, there's a man-made lake there, and so research there as well as recreation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really an amazing place. There's artwork inside, there's the statuary inside, there's so many things that you know this is like the untapped visitors we're talking about. If you're going to come to Wisconsin, you really need to come to Stevens Point, because it's got so much that you'll want to see. And if you come in when it's cold, you'll get to go to the curling center, and you can give that a shot. I'm trying it right now. I wasn't able to because the concrete is not cold enough. It's too expensive to have on in summer, I can only imagine. And you wanted to make one more point.
Oh, I was going to say, Schmeekly Reserve is 280 acres.
280 acres.
So it's large.
It's very large. And then the trails that you have are in some places, they're wooden.
Right.
It's wooden planking.
And actually, it's part of a larger recreation area. We have something called the Green Circle Trail. It's about 26 miles of walking and bike trails throughout the city of Stevens Point. And the start of the trails is in Schmeekly Reserve.
Wow.
See, right across the street from our headquarters.
Not far from
the university.
I've fallen in love, and look at what I've done with the time. We've got Mark Rolfing coming in, and I've got Danny Rainbow here, and I've got this wonderful man who studied in Cordon Bleu, and he is the chef here.
Chris Salt.
Yeah. Cody Heidman. Yes, our chef here at Century World. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
What's the best way to tune up your golf game? The Golf Zone Golf Simulator. Every day, anytime. Recreational play with friends or fine-tuning your game. Now available in Hawaii for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or even your home. Over 200 golf courses from St. Andrews to Pebble Beach. Full rounds, irons, short game, putting. The Golf Zone Golf Simulator has been rated Golf Digest Editor's Choice 5 years running. Call Dan Garvin at 808-635-3989 or email Dan at indoorbirdiehawaii@gmail.com. Golf Zone, the world's best-selling simulators.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. I've been waxing poetic about how much I'm enjoying myself here in Wisconsin at Century Point. Stevens Point, Century. It's all coming together. And I want to thank Pete McPartland, the CEO of Century, and, of course, Stephanie Smith, who is the Vice President, Chief Branding and Marketing Officer. And I really enjoyed talking with them about our stay here. And now we're going to get back to golf, guys. And I've got Danny Rainbow, PGA, Director of Golf, Century World Golf Course, home of the 2023 U.S. Senior Open. I can't believe you started playing golf or caddying when you were 12?
Started caddying when I was 12, yep.
Wow.
An hour and a half south of here in Madison, and started then and never left the industry.
Wow. Now, what got you to go caddy?
Well, I've actually been playing golf from even a younger age than that, as long as I can remember. It was in my family, so my grandparents lived in Iowa, and every time we would go to visit my grandparents, that was like the family activity, was to take us out on the golf course golfing. And so, you know, my parents were golfers, so we'd do that on the weekends and everything. So,
oh, how nice.
Always been part of my life.
I was just saying, if you want to get your family involved, PGA of America has a really great family learning program, and it's something they've added into Junior Golf League, and they've got all these different things going on. You're the expansion of the PGA of America into all aspects of the game. Have you been a part? I mean, you were, if I'm not mistaken, you were given the Wisconsin Golf Professional of the Year award, recognizing your contributions to the game that best exemplifies the complete PGA professional.
Right. So yeah, I've been involved in a lot of that programming through the PGA, and it's been I sit on the board of directors for the Wisconsin PGA section. I've been on that for about, I believe, 8 or 9 years now, and it over that time it has been really neat to see the organization on a national level develop some great programs, as you mentioned, for junior golf with the PGA Junior League, some of the family programming, the PGA coach development. And it's, you know, it's not rocket science, right? It's taking things that, you know, hopefully every professional is doing or was doing on their own, and just but putting some real national programming and marketing dollars and so forth behind it to help us really grow the game on a state and national level.
Yeah, and people say, you know, I want my child to learn, and I'd like to learn. Can we learn together?
Exactly.
It seems like a natural, outcropping.
Absolutely, and that's huge. I mean, and we've seen that as professionals. I think, you know, in the industry, we've seen kids getting into golf often gets the parents into it. So it's different than my situation personally was my family was into it already. They brought me into that fold, but through programs like maybe the First Tee or Junior League or that kind of thing, the kids get involved in golf. And then their parents are like, my kid's in love with this sport. It's what a great way for me to connect with my own child and do something outside with them where we're not sitting inside, you know, playing video games and looking at a screen.
Using our thumbs more than they should be using.
Right.
Yes, you know, in soccer, you become soccer parents. You know, but you can't. No, we're not going to go running around playing soccer. You know, I mean, that's probably not my age. And you know, and right. When you're 40s, maybe when you're in your 20s, you know, you could run around the kid playing soccer. But at some point, you're just not going to want to run around playing soccer, serious soccer. So playing golf is something we can do all the time. And I just hear all those soccer people saying, yes, we can. Yes, you can. I hear you. I know. Okay. Right. So the 2023 U.S. Senior Open is months away. It's less than a year away. Has that sunk in yet?
It has. I think it, well, it's been there for a while, but when we got past this year's U.S. Senior Open, which took place out at Saucon Valley out in Pennsylvania, we hit the one-year mark where all of a sudden it's now Century World's on the clock. You're next, right? So that's, I think, when it sunk in the most, and when really kind of essentially on that stage, all eyes turned, you know, to Century World and to next year's, the 23 championship.
Have they been out to inspect?
Well, USGA certainly has. We haven't, you know, seen much for players yet.
But, oh, no.
You know, certainly expect a little bit of that over the next year. But, yeah, certainly the PGA, both from, or, I'm sorry, the USGA, both from a sort of an operations and outside the ropes standpoint, as well as an inside the ropes, you know, golf course preparation, has been very involved and will continue to be through the championship.
Now, were they surprised to hear that you're going to close the course from October 1st?
Yes, definitely. Surprised, and I think very, very thrilled about that. Ben Kimball is, the one who kind of works the inside the ropes and the golf course setup and prep. And I don't remember his exact words, but it was something like this is a dream scenario to have, have the golf course won't have a round played on it essentially from about the end of September this year until that championship takes place starting in late June of next year. So we should essentially be looking at what looks like a brand new golf course by that time. You'll hardly be able to find a divot, a ball mark, any imperfection out there.
I couldn't see any imperfection out there. And it's being played. In fact, one of my favorite things to do was to get up and sit outside on the balcony and watch the guys with the rollers.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like doing this little morning dance, and there'd be three or four coming and going. It was really quite amazing. Who is the superintendent of golf?
Matt Smith is our golf course superintendent, and Matt's been here for, I believe it's going on 20 years or so. He was our assistant superintendent for about 15, 16 years, and then our previous superintendent, who was Gary Tanko, he was here with us for about 38 years before he retired.
Wow.
So I think that speaks for itself.
Yes,
in
it
terms
does.
Of the Century being a great company to work for, Century World being just an absolute pleasure of a facility to work at and fun golf course to maintain.
Yes, that interesting ravine that runs mm-hmm. through, what is it, 16?
It comes through, number 9 is probably where you see it the most. Yeah,
right.
That creek. Yeah.
16 is the flower,
right.
Danielle. Okay, flowers, number 9. You really need to know where you're going to put your ball when you're, check the yardage. Can I make it?
Yes, that hole, that creek is quite the hazard on that hole. You have to cross it, well, depending on which route you take to get to the green, you have to cross it at least twice on your way to the green. Depending which way you go, you may cross it 3 times. So it has plenty of chances to ruin your hole there that you're trying to play. But, that's a great par 5. We played as a par 5. That hole will actually be played as a par 4 for the U.S. Senior Open. It's the only hole on the golf course that the par is being modified for the championship.
Why is that?
Well, it's a little short for a par 5.
Got it.
It's a if they played it as a par 5, it'd be just over 500 yards. They could have done that. I mean, there's enough shot making challenge there with the way the creek meanders through the hole and a pretty small green from front to back, pretty narrow. But the USGA thinking was, hey, let's not play it from all the way back, not play it from 510 yards. Let's play it maybe 450 and make it, instead of a relatively easy, straightforward par 5 for these guys, make it a really good, challenging par 4.
Par 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smart.
Yep.
They know how to do that, don't they?
Exactly.
Those challenging parts. Yeah,
absolutely.
USGA is really good at that. So that one hole, and I don't want to remember what hole that is. Did you say it was 11?
I think you were referring to 11.
Yeah, it looks like a volcano of grass.
So at number 11, you get up on the tee, and it's I think depending what tees, even from all the way back, it's not too much over 300 yards, maybe 320, 340. So whatever set of tees you're playing, you may be thinking about getting your ball pretty close to the green off the tee.
Yeah.
And people stand up and look at that hole, and there's not really any hazard between you and the green. Everyone's thinking, well, this is a pretty straightforward
really boring hole.
What's the challenge about this hole? And then you think, I can get it close to the green on my first shot. And
right.
then you get up there, and you see this green, and there's only one bunker on the hole, and it's just left of the green, and there's this plateau that runs sort of from the front left to the back right portion of the green. You picture this not very wide, maybe 8 yard wide plateau that kind of runs on that angle, and then both edges of that just sharp fall off to the front right, sharp fall off to the back left.
That's a turtle back.
Yes. Very, I'll just say this, your second shot, whether it's a chip, a putt, or a 100 yard wedge shot in, whatever you've got, it has got to be precise to give yourself a chance at birdie. I mean, you walk up there and you think this hole's a cupcake, and too many times you walk up shaking your head, how did I make bogey on that? How did I make double?
Just look at the green first.
Yeah, exactly.
that was stunning to me. I was frankly really surprised when I saw that. I said, this is crazy. This is a crazy green, and I don't know how to, you know, I was going to say, Danny, how do I, approach this? Like, what's the best approach on this green?
And the best way to play that hole is to hit a really good tee shot and a really good second shot.
He just described every hole.
Yeah, exactly.
But every hole doesn't have that green.
No,
that's wonderful. Well, I thank you very much for being in the clubhouse with us.
Absolutely.
It's been a real pleasure. And we'll have to talk again.
Absolutely.
As time goes on. And see if you're super. They're always so reticent. They're usually superintendents of golf are kind of like, you know, don't bother me, I've got grass to grow.
Right?
Right. So, but it'd be fun to talk to him at some point about
Absolutely.
What he's doing to prepare for it, because it must be a little nerve-wracking.
Absolutely. Very nerve-wracking, but he is so dedicated. He's a guy that basically doesn't take a day off all summer long for
the
4 or 5 months that we're open. Is there constantly babysitting that place, and the work that he and his entire crew put in is just it's inspiring. It's incredible.
It is inspiring. It's inspiring to see this golf course, and if you can get here before October 1st, I don't know if there will be any tee times available, because they don't really care how much is played here. But it's so worth the trip. It is so worth the trip. And I can't tell you. And you want to get here before October anyway, because then it's going to get real cold, right? It's going to get cold. Yeah, it's going to get cold. Okay. I have to do the ID. Oh, of course I have to do the ID. I've got to get all the paperwork in place to do that. Nani is so good in Hawaii. She's giving me everything. We are KORLYNI, Honolulu. Okay, that's the legal. Thank you, FCC. I want to bring Cody in. Cody, how are you doing? Are we all mic'd up for Cody? Yeah, we're all mic'd. Rick, it's like, of course we're all mic'd up for Cody. Okay. Cody, am I pronouncing your last name right, Heidman?
Yes.
Great. Now, I am having a hard time hearing him, so you need to bring him up a little bit higher. There we go. I was trying to find out more about you, like a little cheat sheet so that I'd have something to surprise you with.
For sure.
Let me start with, when did you first get into cooking?
I started at an early age cooking with my grandma. 9, 10 years old, we were making pierogies and apple pies, and it kind of all stemmed from there.
Wow, you wanted to go in the kitchen and help?
Yeah, absolutely.
She didn't say, get over here and learn?
No, it's kind of the other way around. I was like, you need to come help me with this.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
And then where did you studied? I'm always fascinated by going to Cordon Bleu, College of Culinary Arts. How did you get in? I mean, how does one get in? Not you particularly.
for sure. So this was a decision senior year of high school. I met with a recruiter at the time for Le Cordon Bleu. Sat down and went through what that looked like and what it took, and just like a standard college, applied and was accepted.
Was it in France, or is there a whole in America?
That was here. That was in Mendota Heights, Minnesota.
Wow. That's wonderful. Did you ever go to France to see?
I did not. I would have liked to, though.
Yeah, one day. That'll be like a bucket list. You're going to go to France and check it all out.
Yep.
And so it's how long do you study?
It took about 2 years, and there was some externships after classes were done.
And do they help you find your first place to cook?
Yep, absolutely. You're more than welcome if you find a place during your externship to stay, if they want you to stay.
Wow.
Otherwise, they will help you with job placement after that.
That's fantastic. That's really worth it. Absolutely worth it. So as I said, you know, I warned you some of the questions I wanted to ask you. Why French cuisine?
I wanted the foundation. I knew that cooking was very much rooted in French cuisine. The techniques, the skills, those types of things is what I was after. So I made the choice for you.
Wow. And then what is your favorite meat to work with?
I will throw out the classic chef thing to say, and it's whatever's cheap. if you can make something cheap into something memorable for a guest, I think that's where it's at.
So you take care of the bottom line of the restaurant.
Yeah.
As well as the taste buds of the front. Okay, that's awesome. Do you use a lot of the local ingredients?
Yeah, as much as possible. We're still continuing to build those relationships with local farmers, local producers of fine products made in Wisconsin. So that's definitely on the forefront of our focus.
Could you, do you ask them to grow something?
We can, absolutely. Well in advance, obviously, but
sure.
They will let us pretty much do what we want.
Yeah.
We have free rein over their crop.
Oh, that is wonderful, because that way they have a reason to get it in the ground, take care of it. They know they have the market. What are the things that you like to get in Wisconsin that we may not even know about?
No, number one for me with local farmers right now is tomatoes. They were just coming in season maybe a week or two ago, and they're amazing. Heirloom tomatoes of all shapes, sizes, and colors. That's kind of top of the list right now.
I had fried green tomatoes last night. They were so good. They were so good. I went to, what was the name of the restaurant? I had such a good time. I was laughing most of it.
Father Fat.
It's like tapas. Everybody is, you know, you order, and so we all ordered and we all shared, and it was wonderful. And my grandson ordered a hamburger. We thought he was going to get, you know, a plate of little hamburgers. Oh no, this burger was like big and meaty and.
Yeah, we don't mess around here.
No, you don't. And he said, it's not even greasy.
Yeah, yep.
You know, and that says a lot for a burger. So what is your favorite dish?
My favorite dish is hard to put a finger on, but I would say something with duck. Anything
duck?
Duck? Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. I never had a chance to eat much duck before I became a vegetarian. Do you get more requests for the vegetarian-vegan line in your restaurant?
I would say as of late, we're starting to see more health-conscious guests come to Central World, and we definitely try to accommodate the gluten-free, the vegan, the vegetarian as best we can.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Okay. So what do you cook for your kids? Do you have kids?
I do have kids.
So when you're at home, you've worked here all day long, you're in the
Yeah, mac and cheese and hot dogs. Every day.
I love you. It's a question I put to every chef, and every chef has been honest. And it's like, you know, simple, happy food.
That's all they need.
It makes you eat happy and it makes them ecstatic. Cody Heidman, thank you so much for joining me in the clubhouse.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
And where can I find your food? What restaurant are you?
I am the executive chef for PJ's at Century World.
You are the executive chef for PJ's at Century World. We're going to PJ's tonight.
Perfect.
That's it. Cody Heidman, executive chef, PJ's. PJ's is the place I talked about at the beginning of the show. There's rock and roll music on Wednesday night. And it's live. It's in concert. And I heard that there was a Beatles group, and there were 2,000 people. The parking lot was packed. It was a full house.
Yep.
Thank you both. Real pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Appreciate you having us.
Absolutely. And we're going to come back with Mark Rolfing right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com, 808-732-8860.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is that?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SciPac is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having SciPac watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right, let's bring him in. His name is Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel analyst and commentator. He's at the Tour Championship. This is the PGA Tour finale. Century sponsoring the Century Tournament of Champions. Mark Rolfing, are you there?
Yeah, I don't really know what to say, how to describe this week, Danielle. You've been there and Stevens Point all week. I was there for a couple days. It's been one of the fastest moving, most exciting weeks really in the history of the PGA Tour. And the big winner in all this is Century and everybody out in Hawaii, really.
So what was it like being on television when you got it back to Golf Central and, Century sponsoring the Century Tournament of Champions to 2035. 2035, that's 13 years. First off, has that ever happened before, a 13-year extension?
Not that I know of. It's a very long one. And I'll tell you, when I got back to the Golf Channel and went to a production meeting on Thursday morning, I got an ovation, and Brandel Chamblee and Rich Lerner and I went on the air at noon yesterday, or Thursday it was, and the first thing Rich Lerner said, of all the tournaments, of all these top 12 elevated events, you know, which are now the 12 most important events in men's professional golf, he said, without a doubt, the winner is Century Tournament of Champions, and that's what he led with, and I got to describe what our few days was like up in Wisconsin, and really what it means. You and I both know very well that this tournament was almost left for dead in the water, you know, 10 years ago, and now here it's now one of the most important tournaments in the world and going to open up the season for 12 years.
Yes, it's going to open the season for 12 years. That's something Pete McPartland, the CEO here at Century, talked about, the fact that this is going to be the season opener, not this coming season, but the following season. But it's also the expansion. Tell us about the expansion the PGA Tour has decided, with more guys being eligible to play.
Yeah, basically what the Tournament Policy Board of the PGA Tour approved on Tuesday morning this past week was an eligibility expansion for the Century Tournament of Champions. And now do not only the winners of tournaments the year before on the PGA Tour get into the Century Tournament of Champions, but the top 30 on the money list. And that is a huge move. If you take a look right now, there's only 24 players that have won tournaments this year. And that's primarily because we got all these guys that have won multiple tournaments. Scottie Scheffler's won four. You've got many multiple winners. And 24 would simply be too small a field. Not only that, there would be a lot of the top players left out. So I've been in favor of this for years. I think it's a great move. It'll add six or seven players this coming January. But what it'll also do, Danielle, is give us flexibility down the line, because whatever changes we're seeing now, you know, there's going to be more. There's going to be a whole lot more. But the one thing that will not change is that Century is going to open the season. That is a given. It's not going to change. The other thing is, with it being an enhanced event, the purse is doubled. With it being an enhanced event, the top 20 players are basically required to play. It's mandated. So that's huge. The field is going to be phenomenal.
The field is going to be phenomenal, and it's exciting. I love how you said, you prefaced it. I said, so what are the PGA Tour changes? And you said the PGA Tour Policy Board met. Now, why did you make that so specific?
Because everybody thinks that changes that are being made are being forced by the threat of LIV Golf. A lot of people are saying, you know, that basically Jay Monahan runs the PGA Tour. Jay Monahan does not run the PGA Tour. He is the CEO. He is a staff guy. The PGA Tour is run by its members. It is a member organization. The PGA Tour is the players, and we're now seeing that because there was a players-only meeting last week at the BMW Championship that was headlined by Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. 22 of the top players all met for 3.5 hours Tuesday night, and there was not one person there from the PGA Tour staff. Jay Monahan was not there. And the players themselves are the ones who decided to leave that room with a common voice, and that was they were all going to commit to get together and play against each other more often, and here's the evidence.
Absolutely. So I didn't hear about the committing to play against each other more often. That's a big one, because we hear so much about, you know, the guys are leaving so they don't have to play so much. What's up with that?
Well, Rory McIlroy said it best on, I think it was Wednesday morning, he did an interview from Atlanta, and he said, you know, when I turn on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing the New England Patriots, I expect to see Tom Brady throwing a football. When I turn on Formula One racing, I expect to see Lewis Hamilton in a car. And golf fans should expect, when they turn on a premier event, to see the best players in the world playing. And that just has not been the case of recently, because there's a lot of great tournaments around the globe. But now you are going to have the 12 elevated events. You're going to have the four major championships. You're going to have the Players' Championship. And you're going to have three more events that these players are required to play in. That is 20 times a year you're going to see the top 20 players playing against each other. That is unrivaled in terms of something like that happening.
Yeah, it is. And what makes it really special is that they've come to this agreement, and no one can say, oh, we're being forced into it, you know. And the whole thing about being forced into it, when they sat down and signed their contracts, no one was forcing them to sign a deal with the organization that they've chosen to join, the PGA Tour. They signed it knowing that there's these stipulations within that agreement. So it's all very confusing, and it's not confusing at all at the same time to me. Connected communities. Even when you and I are gone, I mean, I look at 13 more years, you know, I don't even want to think about how old we're going to be, Mark.
Yeah, we'll still be here. We might be in a rocking chair on the first tee, you know, and I'll be smoking a corn cob pipe and watching them tee off. But, you know, one of the golf channel people was joking the other day that there was a tweet that somebody sent out that, oh, my heavens, Mark Rolfing announcing golf until 2035, that might be a little too much. So I don't think I'll make it quite that far, Danielle, but I will be there. I can tell you that on the first tee.
Oh, I know that. I know that. You're determined, if not. So our connected communities, wasn't that inspiring to see, you know, the Stevens Point and Century and Maui and Century and bringing it all together and having them all meet? And
yeah, it was tremendously inspiring for me. How could you ever possibly think that there was so much commonality between a tiny island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and a small town in the center of Wisconsin? But it is definitely there. I sat next to the mayor the first night at dinner in PJ's, where you're going tonight. It was fabulous. And the more I listen, the more I realize what kind of common values these two communities have. They're small, they're family-oriented, they're rooted in agriculture, their history, and I think these two communities can both learn a lot from each other. And it just shows me that Century is not in this thing as just a sponsor of a golf tournament. It is way more than that. They have become part of our community. And as I said the other night at a function we had, I've never seen a sponsor on the PGA Tour that has become involved in the community as quickly and as deeply as Century has in the Maui community. It's remarkable. And as we go forward now in Maui, you know, this event is going to become a bigger, bigger part of our life there. And it's really in so many ways because of what Century has done.
Yeah, I can only agree with you. It was remarkable watching everybody working together. Not remarkable, it was wonderful. And when we went to the Boys and Girls Club and seeing all the work that this community is doing with their keiki, they have as much love, you know, as much. I mean, they're teaching their children that this is the future. Here's something that you'll learn. We have this little STEM program for you that'll begin. They just were sparking minds, and it was wonderful. In the 2 minutes that we have left the Tour Championship, I'm really glad we've got the wraparound season, Mark. I'm excited about that it's going to be over and that we're going to have just an off season like we had before. I never quite understood why we had a never-ending cycle. But I'm looking at the Tour Championship. Scottie Scheffler had, what, 5-stroke lead. Xander Schauffele is now within 2. You said on Golf Channel the other night that, you know, shooting a 67 isn't going to get you anywhere. You got to shoot a 63.
Yeah, you do. The scores are so low. They've been playing lift clean in place. I still think Xander Schauffele is going to win this thing. He's driving the ball much better than Scheffler. I echo your thoughts about the wraparound season. I've never liked anything about it. We have some work to do now, though, and that is with the Sony Open. What we don't want to have is one phenomenal event where all the top players come to Maui and then don't go to Oahu. So we're going to have to work very hard to make sure we can get as many of those guys that are on Maui, those top 20, to play the next week on Oahu.
So how are we going to do that? You got any ideas?
We got to get them good rooms over on the golf course there at the Kahala. We got to make it easy as we possibly can for them. And a lot of them love Hawaii anyway. I don't think you'll see some of the players going to the Middle East like they have in the past, which should help the Sony Open. But we got to just make sure we open our arms and welcome them any way we can.
Good. And make it family friendly. Make sure all the wives and kids want to do, just open our arms and say, come on over here. We got a pretty island. Come and look at it. Is there anything you wanted to say in the last 60 seconds that I didn't give you a chance to say?
Yeah, I want to say two people, really. Pete McPartland and Stephanie Smith at Century. Those two have been just phenomenal to work with, and I've enjoyed it forever. And then I'm going to add a third person, and that's Daniel Tucker. Because I was talking with Stephanie about it the other day in the car. What you have done and how long you have been doing this, which is, I don't know of a golf race that's gone any longer than yours, but the benefits that are derived from what you do in our community can't really be measured. So thanks to you, Danielle, for such a long, long time of doing some really good work.
Oh, Mark. You make it really hard for me to close the show.
Well, goodbye. I'm giving you a big hug from Connecticut, and I'll be back in the islands on Monday. I'm sure you will be too, and we'll catch up soon.
Catch up. All right. Thank you, Mark Rolfing, for being on the show with me again today. Always enjoy your company. And need to thank the people who make this show possible, the Aloha Section PGA. If you want to learn this game, you need to find a PGA professional near you. Just call the neighborhood golf course you're nearest to. And if you want to learn with your kids, get in touch with the Aloha Section PGA for the PGA Junior League, the family programs. It's 808-593-2230. Game Zone by Indoor Birdie Hawaii. You want a really good way to tune up your golf game. Game Zone Golf Simulator, anytime, every day. Play with friends or fine-tune your game in secret. Now available in Hawaii for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or your home. Indoor Birdie Hawaii. Call Dan, 808-635-3989. Aloha Power Equipment. The Evile Megastore on Alakava next to Costco gas station. Spacious. Filled with everything you'd need for a power tool guru that you are. You go to that power tool equipment store and so much more, because everything is like, if you want Honda, you want Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, they have their own sections. Robotic mowers, weed whackers, chainsaws, blowers. Waipahu Aloha Power Equipment is open too. SIPAC. Oh my goodness, how often do we hear about somebody getting hacked? Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists determined to help providing the deepest level of protection so you don't get hacked. Yes, call SIPAC 861-9595. SIPAC.com. MD Restoration, flood or fire, destroy your life, call them, please. From simple drywall repair to complete kitchen remodeling, installation, and more. They do restoration and they do construction. Yes. And the Rainer Garage Door, You need them. It's hurricane season. Get with it. Rainer, give them a call. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.